Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For you, douchebag Governor Cuomo, this one's for you. I had my 3-month post-COVID visit today. You scumbag, okay? That's what you are. You're a scumbag because you wouldn't let me take the hydroxychloroquine when my doctor called it in. So I ended up in the hospital with double pneumonia. Well, guess what? When I had went into the office and I had my mask on that you make us wear, my oxygen level was 93. My doctor says, Tina, take your mask off. Sit here for 5 minutes. Sat there for 5 minutes and went up to 99. I have antibodies. I am not following or complying with your executive order because it's all about control. That's all you want to do. So next time that I'm forced to wear a mask and my oxygen drops and I have an asthma attack, I'm going to sue you, Governor Cuomo. You hear me? Out of here.
Oh, yeah. It never stops, man. It never stops. The people are mad. They are mask mad. But you know what? We're all happy, and we're all good. And if you didn't get enough Cam Newton yesterday from everybody, players, former players, all our sports folks around the country, all talking about the Cam deal and if he can stay healthy and if he does and that offense that they're going to put in for him. I got to tell you something, man. When they got done and they were showing his highlights from the healthy Cam Newton, I was like, damn, yeah. Right. What if he goes 28 touchdowns, 8 picks, 8 rushing touchdowns, and plays 15 or 16 games?
So you coming back to me and Hollywood side a little bit now?
Well, I mean,
from yesterday?
No, I'm not scared.
A little more nervous about the AFC.
No, I'm not nervous and scared. I'm really looking forward to it. Like, Cam just adds to the. I like to see the good players, and I want to beat the best players. I want to see Brian Flores put together a game plan to slow Cam Newton down. Listen, if Cam Newton's the old Cam Newton, he's going to be really good. I get it, but that doesn't mean. Like, oh, man, that just ruined the whole year, and I'm nervous. I just don't get nervous about who's in town. I look for matchups. I look for the quarterback and that Cam Newton. But I will tell you, even yesterday, NFL Network put on Cam Newton's game against the Patriots back in 2017, and I went, wow, you bunch of pigs. He had a 4-touchdown game, has a nice comeback. And played well, by the way, against the Patriots. So I'm sure that stuck in Belichick. Like, yeah, wasn't even just throwing it. He was friggin' running the ball. I'm curious how much he runs this year. I really, and if he runs as physical and as reckless as he did his MVP year or even the year after, as far as that goes, we're at 250. Like I said, inside the 10, inside the 7, inside the 5-yard line, he jumped over. Did you see? I mean, they were showing all the highlights, and, you know, it's been a while. He jumped over somebody. I mean, it's bad enough. The guy's 6'5 and 250, but he jumped over somebody, and the guys caught him. He landed on his feet about halfway into the end zone, and I was like, wow.
Right.
Yeah. Then he dipped on a couple of guys.
The end zone. Right.
And let's face it, if you're a defensive back coming up on support at 200 pounds or 205 or 210, and you're coming up and this guy's running at you and you're going, okay, I don't want to get embarrassed. Last thing I want is this guy to run me over or jump over me. And that's what he did. His 10-touchdown season running the ball. Hell, he's got 58 touchdowns rushing, which is crazy. You know how many running backs would love to say, you know, my career's over, I had 58 touchdowns rushing.
Right.
But obviously it comes with a price, and that's been what he's dealt with as he's gotten a little bit older. But, man, physically as gifted as any quarterback we've ever seen come into the league. The size, the great arm, and the ability to run was just crazy stuff. But yeah, so that was yesterday, and the Cam, they had Steve Young on, and they were talking MVP, and you know, and Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes and Cam Newton, and let's face it, and they should, I agree with this. The Patriots coaching staff gets a lot of credit. Gets a lot of credit for rehabbing careers, and why not, man? They've done a better job than anybody in the NFL. They've done what the Heat's been able to do in basketball, what San Antonio's been able to do in basketball. They've been able to do clearly, not even close, better than the other 31 teams in the NFL. Probably Belichick's greatest part of his coaching is what he's been able to do. When guys want too much money, they leave. And then being able at some point, in the case of Jamie Collins, got a ton of money from Cleveland.
And came right back.
They let him go, came right back.
Right.
7 sacks, 3 picks, and a fumble recovery. If that's not screaming Pro Bowl, All Pro. And so what's he get at age 30? He gets another contract from Detroit, 3 years, $30 million. And that's kind of what he's promising Cam Newton, right? I mean, I listen, I got nothing against all these guys' comments, and everybody's got a comment. Richard Sherman's got a comment on everybody. So Richard Sherman is like, man, Cam got screwed. This is wrong. Cam ain't getting screwed. Hey, Richard, this is the way. This is the way it is for every guy. Hey, career's a little down right now. Notice you didn't get picked up. You want to come? This is all the money I have. I'll throw in some extra incentives. Cam, you know the deal. You play well, we either keep you and pay you, or somebody in the league's going to pay you once they see you can play again. Cam jumped on that before he said, this is all I have. Good right. enough. It's at least minimum wage. Let's go.
That's it. And by the way, according to Adam Schefter's podcast, their only other team to even speak to him and not offer him a contract was Cleveland. That's it.
Well, he wasn't
another team. Yeah. Right. He's not going to
He wasn't
going to
back
there.
Up Johnny right. Manziel.
Johnny Manziel.
Now, if Stidham would have been the starting quarterback, he'd have jumped on that.
Right.
He'd have done, hey, listen, this is smart stuff. Cam Newton is going, and by the way, like we was been said by everybody, something happened with Jared Stidham where the coach went, you know, we're not that good of coaches. We're not that good. I don't know what happened, but something happened, and they went, and he talked to people, got great reviews. Norv Turner's name was mentioned. He coached Cam. He said, listen, if he's healthy, he's a beast. And they jumped on it. And he got him on the cheat. Yeah, everybody else, it cost you $19-20 million plus a year.
Right.
And the Bill Belichick rehab program, come play for me, and you can either stay if you're really good, probably on the cheap again, by the way, because Brady played on the cheap for all those years compared to what the normal top quarterbacks are getting. But as you know, Cam, and you've seen the history of what we've done for players, either that we've drafted and we couldn't afford, or for free agents that have come here, they've been able to go other places. Just look the last couple of years and look how much money guys have made after coming here on the cheap to win championships and playing a good team. Well, we got one of them,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
We got one. Vannoy is
– right.
He just had to get out of town just – I don't think his feet have hit the ground yet for the amount of money he just got paid. And he's not the only one. There's a defensive end. I always forget his name for the Detroit.
Oh, went to the Lions, right, of
course. Went to the Lions, 7.5 sacks. He got paid average of $19
million
a
year. Yeah, so, didn't he get $85 million or something like
he
that?
He got monster money.
Yeah, yeah.
He got monster money. And listen, there's a guy they got, Chandler Jones, from who's playing in Arizona, continues to be one of the best pass rushers, but obviously has been on bad teams. But he's making a lot of money. So I'm sure he's missing his buddies getting championships while he's been gone.
Right. And Trey Flowers was the guy's name, by the way.
Trey Flowers, yeah.
Yeah, I forget it, too. It was going to make me crazy.
But Chandler Jones is just right. Consistently 13, 14. He went in, says, man, I'd love to stay here, man. If you want to make me your big-time pass rusher and pay. And he goes, nah, we don't pay that position because we think we can find those guys. We can find them either through our linebackers. I had to go back last night looking at the depth chart from the last game against the Patriots. I couldn't believe the numbers their linebackers put up. Their defensive line was okay for pass rushing. Their linebackers, they ended up having a ton of sacks last year. And so I looked at it and I was like, my God, Jamie Collins, 7 sacks. Dante Hightower, 5.5 sacks. Kyle Van Noy, 6.5 sacks. Zach, that's what we had for the season.
Right. Listen, that's the way that defense goes, and that's exactly what you're hoping to get a little bit out of some of these guys, right? Like a couple of these guys that they signed here, especially Van Noy. I mean, I don't need Van Noy to get 19 sacks. It'd be amazing if that did happen. I don't expect that, but, I mean, the upgrade is there. You see the upgrade on defense, at least on paper, with all the guys that they signed. But it is amazing when you look around at that team last year and you see how many different guys got anywhere between 5 and 8 sacks. Like, that's the difference also.
The system, it's stable. Right. It's the same system every year. It's creative. It doesn't necessarily have one or two dominant players, although they have a dominant corner. But they got a lot of really good players, a lot of really, really good players that have a job, and they all bite in for every play. Like if it's outside technique, if it's about keeping the guy in the pocket, let somebody else make a play, that's what they do. They don't get there and get a little tired and said, you know what, I'm going to go for it. Screw what the coach said and what I'm supposed to do. They just don't do that because they know they're on the bench. He'll high school them. That's what they call it. They call Belichick, he'll high school them. Because your high school coach, if you mess up, they sit you on the bench. They'll sit you over on the bench so your mom and dad can see you over there on the bench going, hey, what'd Johnny do? I must not followed his assignment. So, yeah, I just thought it was really interesting. All the comments, it's good for the Patriots. And more importantly, amazingly, I didn't hear one person talk about what just happened as far as that team getting in trouble for taping during a game, some of the Cleveland sideline and Cincinnati sideline and stuff on the field. It barely got mentioned yesterday. Brilliant PR. Never got mentioned. Cam and that big personality and that talent just took the show and had everybody coming on and all the other things were brought in that we've been talking about. By the way, the sports yesterday, the old sports world, DeAndre Jordan, the Nets center, says, caught it. I'm done. I'm not coming back. Nope, I'm done. I know I got time to get healthy, but I'm done. And Spencer Dinwiddie, who's their leading scorer for healthy players, who's a really good player, by the way, he's got it, and he said he doesn't know yet what's going to happen. So I don't know what happens. By the way, you had to let the league know if you were in or out, and then what happens if today or yesterday or tomorrow you catch it? I don't know what happens.
Right.
Like, what do we do in that case? That's called the gray area. Like, I got it. I'd love to come back, but I don't want to get my – and they're going, no, we need you. But, boy, I'll tell you what, if Dinwiddie doesn't play, their two best players that we know aren't playing, 10 rebounds or 11 rebounds a game with DeAndre Jordan's out, have the Nets just kind of
they gave up. They're done.
They threw it in and said, yeah, we're a 7th seed, but it's not a very good 7th seed. Like, let's wait till next year. We want to play with the two big horses coming back.
But it's one thing, by the way, to, you know, if you're the Wizards, you know, that we talked about before that are 24-40 that are 5.5 games out, or even the Suns that are, what, like 6 games out, just at that mark, to try to make the playoffs and make this 22-team, you know, tournament to try to get in. I mean, the Nets are in. They're a 7 seed. Like, they're playing for seeding at this point. Can you imagine now if Brooklyn goes from the 7 seed to maybe out? That Washington actually sneaks into that 8th spot? Because they, do you think it's even possible? They're 6 games back.
I don't know. I mean, listen, I guess it could happen. It's just hard to imagine.
I mean, Brooklyn's going to have a hard time fielding the team at this point.
There's going to be a lot of guys you don't know or know that much about. Yeah, DeAndre Jordan, let's face it, he joined his two buddies. He's been, they came in as a threesome. The three guys kind of joined together, and DeAndre's one of their guys. So I really wasn't surprised that this one came after Kyrie Irving, and who, by the way, has that guy disappeared or what? After
Yeah, what happened to that?
Well, I think he got a lot of criticism from his own guys.
But then he just stopped doing everything?
The outside.
Right,
and,
but he stopped doing everything.
I think the power of LeBron, the power of Chris Paul, I think all those guys – listen, not everybody, no matter what's going on, especially when you get egos in these sports, you got a lot of guys just aren't going to like each other. Just and honestly, we've always said this. I don't think Kevin Durant cares, do you? Like, Kevin Durant, he's never seemed like a LeBron guy. Like, when he was a free agent, you never heard his name going, I'm joining LeBron to play.
No.
I mean, he made that, like, that ain't going to happen. There's
no, he did one worse. He joined the Warriors.
By the way, all this Cam talk and Cam Newton going to obviously going to the New England Patriots now. We're going to have Ben Volant join us from the Patriots, from the Boston Globe, NFL writer up there, used to be here at the Palm Beach Post, and get his take on all the news as well on and off the field that that happened with the team. And, of course, we got a lot more stuff coming up in the show this morning. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
All right, Joe, let me give you a little update on COVID-19 powered by AirPros $79 service call. Call the pros that know AirPros, acrepair.com. Miami Beach city leaders have issued a mask mandate as of yesterday. Masks must be worn indoors and outdoors effective today. People found not wearing a facial covering are subject to a civil fine of $50. Businesses also in the city of Miami must follow the rules. If not, shut down for the first offense is 10 days, 15 for second, and 30 for your third offense. And as of last night, Florida had 146,341 COVID cases. Miami-Dade, 35,222. Broward, 15,045. Palm Beach, 13,711. And Monroe, 236. This update on COVID-19 is powered by AirPros $79 service call. Call the pros that know. AirPros, acrepair.com.
All right, Zach. Well, it's funny because yesterday I was walking over at Vista View and was walking with a guy, and, you know, I get comments like, don't kneel, don't let him kneel, or people go by and take little shots because I don't want to stop and talk. Everybody's there to, you know, get their exercise. It's friggin' smoking hot out. And I know by body because I don't drink water while I'm there. So I know how much time basically I have before I said, okay, this is enough. So a guy stops me, and we start. So he starts walking a little bit with me, which happens sometimes. And, of course, I got it at one point. He goes, hey, by the way, you don't believe in these coronavirus numbers, do you? These positive tests. Like, and I went, huh? He says, come on. And I was like, yeah, I guess I do believe in them, man. I do.
I mean, the numbers are numbers, Joe. I mean, I understand that they're just, you know, it's
everybody's
a small
down on
percentage.
These health guys and Dr. Fauci, and, you know, people are mad about the mask wearing and the social distancing. And, you know, I get it. I was just kind of surprised, like, to hear this guy just kind of hit me with, you don't really believe in these numbers, do you? That was kind of the first time he threw me a little curve. You know, I'm like, I've had people say, I'm not wearing a mask and I don't need it. You see 20% have it and they don't even know it because it doesn't do anything to them. I know, but I don't think I'm that 20% at this point, physically or age. I don't feel like I'm the healthy 20%. So anyway, yeah, that will give us great stuff. You guys will continue to get all those great sound bites, great videos that are out of people are fighting and not believing in the cause and calling politicians from governors to local politicians, all kinds of different names. It's a little ugly out there. We get it. We get it. It's very ugly out there. Hey, by the way, the other story coming out that's pretty interesting is the reports are, and this is a surprise to me, Tampa Bay could be interested in Antonio Brown by a couple of pretty good sources.
Right. Last that night could happen. It looks like 9:24 p.m., JT the Brick, a longtime radio guy, wrote on Twitter, hearing word out of Tampa Bay that business could be booming, hashtag Antonio Brown. And then this morning, just a couple minutes ago, about 10 minutes ago or so, Mike Lombardi, who we have on a lot, wrote, hearing the same thing.
Huh.
So it is, I mean, these are obviously reports right off Twitter. You know, you don't know, you take it with a grain of salt, but it's two different guys hearing the same thing, that Antonio Brown might be ending up in Tampa Bay, which is weird too, because we were just talking about it. Didn't their head coach kind of already come out and say, nah, we don't need that?
Like, yeah, he said, I've seen that show in Pittsburgh, and no. I mean, he's pretty clear cut, no on
right.
it. Not, we'll see. And so I don't know what Tom Brady has seen in these full-blown workouts that he does in Tampa to go, you know what, the only thing missing right here is Antonio Brown to go with everybody else. Again, I don't know if Tom Brady probably talks to his coach a lot and says, listen, man, Antonio Brown, I can get him on the cheap. I promise he's going to be good. I'll cut him for you if he's not. If he doesn't follow the rules, I'll do it. I'll tell you in the bigger picture, and I'm waiting for this story to really come out. This thing's between Belichick and Brady is so much bigger than anybody's talking about. And Scott Zolak brought it up, by the way, who knows both guys, did shows with both guys, knows both guys as a radio guy up there and does the TV shows with the coach. And he just says, listen, man, there is no question Belichick wants to show that he can win and have a successful quarterback without Brady. And Brady wants to show that it's not just the Patriot way, that I got a team that's as good or better than I had and a coach I believe in. I can lead this thing and we can be a really good football team. I almost feel behind the scenes. I'm not saying they hate each other or anything like that. Listen, they won too much that flat out hate each other. I mean, my God, we may never see winning what those two did together ever again in the NFL for that long. But it just seems like, oh, you're doing that, huh? So you got Cam Wake? Ha ha. We're getting Antonio Brown. And it's like, okay.
I just don't know how many footballs can Tom Brady actually throw in one play.
That's the old basketball. When we got the big three, is there enough basketballs to go around? And thanks to Chris Bosh, there was.
Yeah, but who's going to be that guy on that team? You got Mike Evans on one side. You got Chris Godwin. You have three, not one, not two, three tight ends that could all be the starting tight end. And basically any team in the NFL if they really wanted to. Three tight. Now you're going to add Antonio Brown. Are you gonna have six wide receivers? I mean, you can only have four offensive linemen out there at once? What are you going to do?
It looks like you're coming to win, right? Because we just don't have enough footballs. And I'm guessing at this point, Antonio Brown's saying all the right things, right? To everybody.
Of course.
Like, I want to be the best receiver in the league, but I don't need 10 or 12 footballs a game. Because honestly, if Antonio Brown goes there, we got potential for some pouting if everybody's not on the same page. And it's got to be made so clear to whoever Antonio has for an agent right now. Like, Antonio, listen to me, man. This isn't Pittsburgh. Listen to me one more time. This isn't Pittsburgh. We got two horses. We got a big, maybe the best big receiver in football. We got a super talented small guy to put up big numbers. We think you can help us. But that might only mean four, five, six targets a game, man. You may not be. We just think you're a mismatch when we go four wide. And you add it, and they can't cover all you guys. But man, that'd be an interesting one. That report I didn't see. It's just a report right now. But listen, when Michael Lombardi's involved, it's usually pretty good. He's got two sons that are NFL coaches, and he's really, really well connected with the league that he was a big part of, and a lot of the organizations like him. Now, so from that standpoint, we'll see what happens and all that stuff. But when Michael Lombardi,
I don't see the fit there.
That's no, I don't either. I still don't, Zach. I'm with you.
It sounds great, and like we said this before, even when Cleveland kind of put that whole team together there and they traded for Odell Beckham, and I'm kind of thinking to myself, even there, wow, there's not – Jarvis Landry's going to want targets. This guy's going to want targets. They got a tight end who wants targets. Joe, right now, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Rob Gronkowski, O.J. Howard, and Cameron Brate are the top five receivers kind of on this team. You want to add Antonio Brown to this and have six guys? Like, you're going to have to sit two of those guys on every play. Like, who's going to sit? You're going to sit Antonio Brown? You're going to sit O.J. Howard? You're going to sit Cameron Brate? You're going to sit Gronk? Chris Godwin, who had a breakout season last year? Or Mike Evans, who you said might be the number one big receiver in the league? Like, there's just way too much. I mean, listen, it's cool to have that, and that's a video game offense, but you're right. Someone is going to bitch, and you better not hope it's Mike Evans or Chris Godwin at that point.
The only thing that saves you from bitching is winning. Like,
right.
I played with a really, really selfish guy. One of the great selfish guys nobody talks about. And he didn't bitch as long as we were winning. But when teams came back and got us in the second half, and the Riders knew to go to this guy, and he just said, I don't know. Why don't you go ask the coach why he purposely didn't throw me the ball in the second half? It was like, and I'd be like two lockers down and going, oh.
Right.
This is going to be the headline. Monday night football game. Jets come back and beat Dolphins, which they did. And I was like, he did not say that. I would never have the basketballs to say that.
Right.
And sure enough, man, the meeting we came back. And Shoes put that fire out so fast, it looked like all the fire departments got together to put out a two-bedroom, two-bath fire, man. It was like that thing went away so fast, which, by the way, was one of the great things about the Shulas. Just call him out right in front of the whole team. Just called him out for questioning play calling, for being selfish, showed one of his plays. His plays where he wasn't very good. And it was like, okay, coach, I think you – it wasn't like, hey, we got a guy in this room. It wasn't one of those. It was a direct hit. And I was always – and I think it was a reminder to everybody. Like, Shoes always preaching team, team, team. And he just did not want to hear guys talking about, I ain't getting enough targets. And listen, all the great ones, but they got three number one receivers. They got three, I don't know, you want to go 1A, 1A, 1B plus, but they got some good ones. It'll be fun to see, but I just think the bigger story is the Belichick and Brady, like one of us going to win a championship. It'd be great for football if they played each other.
In
a Super Bowl.
Come on, in Tampa. Also.
The problem is, if that means, once again, this team down here in South Florida, not, it wouldn't be a good situation down here. But anyway, we got all kinds of other stuff. A big article about Josh Rosen. And I think we've covered just about everything. I guess the only thing for me is Josh Rosen's mindset. I get the Dolphins would love to keep him. And he could go from being the third quarterback to the second quarterback in a year. And if somebody got injured, he could still show. But I don't know if a guy wants to be a first-round pick, third-string quarterback going into year three at 23 years old. I guess it really – and by the way, the coronavirus and injury potential, I get that you want to keep him, and you're going to do everything you can to keep him unless two things. Somebody – makes you a ridiculous offer because they get hit with the same problems, coronavirus or injury, and they want him, and they think he's got some talent. But I just don't know. We keep talking about, well, they got rights to him. Yeah, they got rights to him. He's got a cheap contract. He's very salary cap friendly. It was paid by Arizona, majority of that money. But what is he thinking as far as coming back at 23 years old, going how many friggin' first-round picks have played as much as I have, 16 starts in 2 years, and here I am going back to Miami from L.A. as a third-string quarterback. I just don't know how much ego. I don't know if he has quietly said, it seems to work with guys, trade me. And the coach so far, we've seen a few guys say trade me, and they got traded. And they're a hell of a lot better players than he was. So anyway, we'll see on this whole Josh Rosen thing and where his head is right now. Is he going to be a good soldier and come in here and help the Dolphins as maybe the greatest insurance plan for a third-string quarterback ever in the history of the Dolphins? My God, that would be pretty good if he stayed around and was okay with this whole thing. Who knows? Anyway, I do know this. It's 7 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot more stuff to jump on here this morning, so we'll get going on all that stuff in just a moment. But first, I want to talk to you about going, when you have a problem, to see a doctor when it's a sports-related injury. Let's face it, everybody wants to go where the pros are going. We're lucky here in town. We are lucky because we got one of the best sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. And listen, when people ask me, where do the pros go? I tell them, well, the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins, FIU, MLS, Miami, they're all using Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, better known as Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, ranked top 50 best orthopedic hospitals in the nation by U.S. News and World Report. You talk about doctors with great experience, some of the best surgeons in the business. And I just tell everybody this. Listen, if you have an injury through sports, wouldn't you want to go where you know the doctor has operated on that over and over again in the same sports situation like you? I don't care what age you are. Everybody wants to go where you know a professional athlete's had great results and you want to have it too. And it's not just the surgery. It's rehab. It's the whole thing. And the fact is, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables got some of the top doctors in the country taking care of high school, college, and professional athletes from all over the country. They come here. The good news is, you can see those same doctors too. Not to mention right now, Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute is in Davie, located inside the Baptist Health Medical Plaza at the intersection of Griffin Road and South University Drive. Hey, make an appointment request to be made, just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. See the best in the business, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.